It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Good morning. May is the National Small Business Month. I'm delighted to have Samuel Knox, the Executive Director of Minorities in Business, on our program today. Welcome, Samuel.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, Samuel, let us know what kind of organization you are heading.
Minorities in Business started, we're now about 9 years old, mm-hmm. and three gentlemen in the community, Mr. John Oki Thomas, Dr. Mm-hmm. Lyle Foster, mm-hmm. and Wes Pratt, started the organization. And our mission is promoting economic development through mm-hmm. advocacy, networking, and capacity building for women and minority businesses living in the Springfield area.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of services and activities do you have?
Monthly, we have a networking event that we hold at different places in the mm-hmm. Springfield area. Mm-hmm. Our home is the E-Factory, 405 North Jefferson. However, we do move the event around according to the partnerships that we have with our corporate mm-hmm. sponsors. Mm-hmm. We just completed our Heritage Award banquet where we recognized two entrepreneurs. One was our Youth Entrepreneur of the Year, and one was our Small Business of the Year, and two well-deserving businesses, and mm-hmm. Had a full house and a wonderful program. Great speaker, Dr. Lyle Foster mm-hmm. was our keynote speaker for that mm-hmm. event.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So besides this banquet, this is the annual banquet, I know that you also have monthly activities. Can
That's
you tell
correct.
Us more?
Usually at our monthly activities, we will have two speakers. One will be a small business owner, and generally we will invite in a business resource agency, whether it would be the Small Business Administration or it might be SCORE. Or it might be the E-Factory or some other business development resource in the community mm-hmm. that will talk about various resources that are available to our local business or entrepreneurs mm-hmm. To help them grow or start their business.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of challenges do you see for promoting a small business for minorities?
Well, generally, most of the challenges that we see small businesses, whether they're just thinking about going in the business, they're usually not aware of all the resources that are available to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're not aware of all the hard work that goes into creating a business from scratch. And we will sit down with them and we'll have an initial consultation, find out where they are, what they'd like to accomplish, and then kind of pair them up with some of the many resources mm-hmm. that we collaborate with at our office in the E-Factory or outside of the area as well. There's mm-hmm. just a number of different resources that are available to small mm-hmm. business owners.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that you might be publishing a directory?
Yes. We've been working on putting together a minority business directory for some time now. It's been a challenge to find all of the different businesses, but I think that we have a database now that we can work from to mm-hmm. to kind of narrow it down and hopefully provide that to our local community here very soon.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think it's important to maintain this kind of a diversity, to have minorities business in this greater community?
Well, our population and demographics are changing across America. Mm-hmm. And I think that as we move toward more of a diverse community, that we need to make sure that everyone is involved with those communities and that we're accustomed to working together. Minorities in Business works with a group called the Public Entities Diverse Initiative, and that's made up of about 9 different public entities, including the city, the county, higher ed, libraries, and I believe our public schools. Mm-hmm. And we're making sure that we're talking about best practices. We've got the policies in places that make sure that our entire community are included in when we're looking at purchasing and contracts and employment opportunities
sure.
as well.
So you've been the executive director since 2016, right?
That's
you
correct.
Know, so it's 3 years now. So what are the future plans? You know, what's the goals for the next year or 5 years?
Well, we will continue to be mission driven. Mm-hmm. We will continue to do advocacy. Networking is a vital part of what we do.
Right.
We're making sure that folks who are moving into the community mm-hmm. can connect and engage. And we're also looking at focusing on our young entrepreneurs as well, and our young professionals that are attending our local universities. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that they are aware that Springfield could be a great place to live and start their family, to be gainfully employed, and to start their business.
Yes.
That's a focus that we're looking at, because we want to retain, attract, and retain our talent, our young talent here in the area.
So how can we find information about your organization?
You can go to our website, which is sgfmib.com.
Wonderful.
Or you can go to our Facebook page as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming, Samuel. You've been listening to Making Democracy Work, sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series at kfmu.org. This is Hui-Ping Chin. Thank you for listening.